This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You know, I think if you're a Patriot fan, you're hoping these two quarterbacks go before you pick.
Yep.
And then you're either going to get one of those guys. You're going to get Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, elite players. I think with Travis, it's the unique part about him. The special part is it's different for different teams of how you'd use him. I do think it's easier to major in defense and minor in offense. But looking where the Patriots are at corner and where they are at receiver right now, if he were to go to that specific team, I think I would say, look, you're full-time offense, and we'll find some spots for you, whether it's some third downs,
red zone,
you know, different packages, and we'll sprinkle you in on defense. But yeah. I don't know how you look at Drake May and say, you know, this guy that we got who's better than anybody else at the position on our team, we're only going to use him part-time. I don't think that would make sense.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Big news today. We have a new owner of the Boston Celtics. Your guy, my guy, Bill Chisholm.
Wild Bill Chisholm. Congratulations on the sale, sir.
Text line had it. It was right in front of our eyeballs. If they were going to quiz him on the Celtics when he came in, his Celtics knowledge, because you're the new owner of the Celtics, you claim you're a Celtics fan. Text line says they should call it Quiz with Chiz.
Quiz with Chiz. Done by Stiz. Perfect. It's right there. If he's ever on the afternoon show, that's just it'd be too good.
Right there under our noses. $6.1 billion. You can jump in on that. It's not Pags.
Not Pags.
So how do you feel about it? Do you think he's going to
keep it? Not John Henry, though. That's a win.
No, that's a definite win. Not Robert Kraft. Not that we thought it was necessarily going to be either of those two.
Right.
But again, $6.1 billion. Is he going to keep it together? Is he going to buy a new stadium? How do you feel that it's not Pags taking over? Feels like he's getting phased out. You can jump in again at 617-779-7937. You just heard Daniel Jeremiah discussing on the McAfee show that if the Patriots took Travis Hunter at 4, they would move him to wide receiver and have him play primarily there. And he illustrated it's because they have a need at wide receiver, not necessarily because that's the best fit for him, but because that's their need. Aside from that, Keith, the Patriots have brought in Stephon Diggs for a visit last night.
Curious timing, too. Just yesterday, during a very popular Would You Rather Wednesday segment, we asked the question, would you rather Steph Diggs or Amari Cooper, the two best free agents?
You answered?
I answered Steph Diggs.
I answered Amari Cooper.
I think Steph Diggs, even though he is coming off an injury, I think at his best, he's better than Amari Cooper, and I think he has still something left in the tank. And both of those guys... last time we saw him play in Buffalo also, and I know you give Cooper more of an out because he joined the team midseason, but he was invisible. He was the invisible man, Kevin Bacon.
Didn't do anything.
And Steph Diggs was actually pretty good for Houston at the time of the injury. So, yeah, injury's a concern. He's available for a reason, right? His age combined with coming off of the ACL injury. But he was, top 10 in the league in catches, I think, at the time that he got hurt. He also really helped Josh Allen take it to the next level of his career. And I know he was better 5 years ago than he is today, but he's still good. And I think he could be a guy that helps take Drake May to the next level. I think he's clearly, now both of these guys would be, clearly the best wide receiver on this team.
Yeah.
And guess what? You're not going to have 53 choir boys that are all fine, that aren't barking for the ball or whatever. Like, I'm okay with this.
Me too. And so let me just be clear. I would prefer Amari Cooper to Stephon Diggs, but it's not because he's a bad teammate. And there was a question about that in the Twitch chat. He's referred to himself as a bad teammate in Minnesota. And just listen to Josh Allen last year. You can pull up the story. It's easy to Google. I just found a Pro Football Talk story from 2021. He referred to himself as a bad teammate with the Vikings. His words, not mine.
Good assessment.
And just think of all the shots. Nick reminded me of this yesterday. Think of all the shots Josh Allen has taken at Stephon Diggs. Since he left, he's taken a million shots at Stephon Diggs, directly, indirectly, since he went to Houston, and now he's out of another team. He's going on to his Houston wants nothing to do with him. Buffalo wanted nothing to do with him at the end. Minnesota wanted nothing to do with him. I don't care about any of that. When I talk about Steph Diggs, and I would be on board with this signing, I talk about how he won't be ready week one, how he's 32 or will be in November. Like, those are the things that I'm talking about. I don't care about his reputation and that he's a bad teammate. This team needs talent at wide receiver. I'm okay with rolling the dice. They supposedly are not. They didn't want DK Metcalf. They didn't want Deebo Samuel. They didn't want Davante Adams. They weren't in on any of these guys.
Or
the logic we got from Tommy Curran when he joined us on Tuesday is because they don't want guys who are going to get in Drake May's ear and put pressure on Drake May or undermine the coaching and be a bad apple in the locker room. The team put that out there. So either it was bullcrap, which it probably was all along.
I was going to say.
And it's really about, well, we'll roll the dice on a bad apple on a cheap contract, not for $150 million.
Correct.
Or this is all just some sort of weird smokescreen to drum up interest and discussion around the team because fans are a little upset after the quick flurry on day one. They're a little upset about Robert Kraft and his victory lap where they have no wide receiver. And I smell a rat on this visit. If you're asking me, I don't think they're going to sign Diggs. I hope they do. Yeah. I'd be okay with it. They're supposedly not okay with it because they don't want guys who are going to upset the locker room. But I smell a rat on this. I don't think they're going to sign him.
Did they sign Calvin Ridley? Did they sign DeAndre Hopkins?
Nope.
These are other guys that had visits. How many visits have paid off as signings? Or do we just hear them as signings? Like, that's... I mean, there's some. I'm sure there are.
You know, that linebacker yesterday took a visit and then signed.
Okay. So I guess, I mean, that's positive.
One, and it's a one-year deal of a backup, but you know.
That's true. But, like, I don't remember Milton Williams or Robert Spillane or Carlton Davis or all these guys. That they signed pretty quickly. And so now they're getting to visit with Steph Diggs. And I wonder if it is just a lot of pushback because they're like, oh, crap, now too many people are saying we're afraid of, like, big personalities or things like that. Or they're making fun of our plan B at receiver or whatever else. I think it has more to do with they just want a guy at the right price still.
Yeah.
And, you know, because DK Metcalf, people are, like, creating stuff on DK Metcalf being a problem. Like, is DK Metcalf a problem? I mean, where is that coming from?
I haven't heard it. And so maybe I've missed it, and maybe I need to refamiliarize myself with some of what he's done in
Seattle. But they were, like,
betting
themselves, and they being, like, all different times where different reporters would write stuff in regards to the offseason search for the Patriots, and we went through them all the time, and we'd scratch our heads. And be like, all right, this guy apparently is a problem. This guy apparently doesn't fit the offense. This guy doesn't do this. And yet they wanted Chris Godwin, didn't get him. They signed Mac Hollins, and then they've been out essentially on playmakers on offense. And now, you know, the dust is really, really settled. We're, what, over a week into free agency, and Steph Diggs is still out there. Let's go give that a sniff. But if they don't get him, it's like, all right, what's the difference? Like, I would be very surprised. I'd be very surprised if they sign Steph Diggs.
Same with me. And again, I don't have a fair point by the text line. Maybe I flip-flopped a little bit on Stephon Diggs. They asked me a while ago, do you want Steph Diggs? I said no. Now, at the time, Cooper Kupp was available. All these names were out there and available.
Yeah, this is playing G, but it's still so I'll take him.
When I say I'll take, that's exactly what I mean. I think there were way better options out there, but now we're here.
Neither one of us put him in our top five for wide receiver targets, but guess what? Those five are all off the board.
And I never said I didn't want him because of his attitude. I don't care about that. The Patriots are the ones who supposedly care about that. So why are they even visiting with this guy? If they really care about their locker room, you shouldn't even meet with the guy. You know he's a bad teammate. He called himself a bad teammate in 2021. Josh Allen hated him by the end. Houston is moving on again. So why
Josh Allen loved him at one point. I'm not looking for him to be here forever and have it be like, and they lived happily ever after.
He loved him at one point in his 20s when he was a Pro Bowl receiver.
C.J. Stroud was complimentary of him last year.
Thank you, Nick.
Okay.
He just needs to hot shot him for a year.
So he's there for a year, yes. And then everybody hates him.
Okay.
That's all I want is a year.
Okay. The reason why I wouldn't want him is
because you're a coward and you're scared.
He's not going to be ready week one.
Well, maybe week two.
He's not going to be ready. He's not going to have an off season. He's not going to have a training camp.
It's a long season.
He's not going to have a preseason. He won't be there week one. He's going to be 32. That's why I don't want him.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you rather, I know it's Thursday, so not to impede on Wednesday, would you rather Steph Diggs or no one else?
That's what I'm saying. I'd rather have Steph Diggs and no one else. So when I say I don't want him, that's why I prefer Cooper.
No, I don't.
I would sign him if the opportunity is, or the option is.
But you'd still. It's
Diggs or no one. Yeah. And it's just let's draft
which
somebody.
Which might be what it is.
Right. Diggs.
Okay.
If it's Cooper or Diggs, I still prefer Cooper because Diggs is older and Diggs won't be ready week one.
But I just think that we brought this up the other day, the scary reality that they might go into training camp this year with Pop Douglas, Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins, Jalen Polk, Javon Baker, and maybe I'm missing one. Oh, Kendrick Bourne.
Yeah. Don't forget him.
And like a second or third round pick.
Mm-hmm.
That might be the wide receiver room.
Yeah.
So if Steph Diggs is added to it, even if the guy's not ready till week seven, you're still better off with him than with nobody.
Well, yeah. I mean, week seven.
I mean, I don't want to be too hard. I'm just exaggerating.
I get what you're saying. I would hold my nose and sign Stephon Diggs. It's not about him being a bad teammate. They're the ones who are afraid of him being a bad teammate.
Yeah, but what's up with the messaging? Like, the messaging is all askew.
Well,
you don't want these guys because they're a problem, but, like, the guy who might be the biggest problem short of Diontae Johnson, like, now we're in on him.
It'd be so fraudulent.
Yeah.
To say, we don't want DK Metcalf, he might be a problem, and then sign this guy?
But this also makes we went back to it at the time, and we said we reserved the right to freak out later, but we didn't do it at the time because we're nothing if not fair. Deebo Samuel for a fifth-round pick. If Deebo Samuel is out there right now, available for a fifth-round pick.
Do it in a heartbeat.
And we're talking about Amari Cooper and Steph Diggs.
Cooper Kupp for a seventh-round pick.
Good
like,
Lord.
They should have been going after those guys
Correct.
When they were available. They didn't.
Correct.
Burt Breer today. Patriots have free agent wide receiver Stephon Diggs in for a visit in Foxborough, per sources. Chad Graff.
Graff. Who's the first one on this?
He was on it first, says Burt Breer. But guy's got a good source.
It's tied in.
Guy knows what he's talking about over there.
I know.
He had dinner.
He leaves his, it's good in the Scoops game to have your source be very mysterious.
Yeah.
Same, like, he's very mysterious.
You want people on their toes.
We don't know who he's talking to.
That's, again, Chad
Graff
at The Athletic. He had dinner with staffers last night. Diggs, not Chad Graff.
Well.
They could have all been
who's
there.
To say?
And had meetings.
What'd they have?
And we'll take a physical today. Good question. Which is big because he's coming back off a torn ACL. It's Diggs' first known visit. So when I say I smell a rat and I doubt the Patriots sign him, here's what I mean. I can see that from both sides. Diggs needs to drum up interest. Diggs needs to take a visit. So this is the place he's going to take a visit, and they're using each other. Diggs gets his name out there. The Patriots, oh, we're shut out on wide receivers. We met with Stephon Diggs. Yeah. It shuts up some of the fans and media types. So they're kind of using each other from that standpoint.
But this could backfire because this is very similar to what the Red Sox would do.
Yes.
And all of a sudden 100%. They're talking to guys. And so before we're like, you know, you, me, and everybody else that wants a receiver would be a little annoyed that they weren't talking to Diggs and Cooper. And then they're like, oh, we are talking to him, but it's a joke. It's a fake. Like, no, so now you're kind of getting our hopes up, and then you're still not going to sign him, so then we're going to lose our minds even more. Like, you're making it worse. So the Red Sox thought for a long time, saying that we were second or third, that should appease the fan base because they're going to know that we were trying.
We were
it
in.
Actually goes the opposite way.
Right.
You end up getting more mad about it. Like, the fact that you were quote-unquote close on Hopkins, Ridley, and I'm telling you, Diggs is going to be the same thing. Add him to the list. You're going to find out he's going to sign, you know, a two-year incentive-laden deal worth, I don't know, $26 million. And the Pats offered.
So we agree on this. I didn't realize we were going to agree on this. You don't think they signed him either?
No.
Yeah, I don't.
Definitely not.
I don't. Something's up. And I don't know if it's his agent trying to get his name out there. If the team is in cahoots with the agent
right.
and saying, well, yeah, let's again shut up media types and fans. Or if it's just, and Kide and Callahan have written about this, Breer just
hinted at it. I mean, his market would have to bottom out.
Yeah.
Bottom out to the point where he's almost a free guy, then maybe. But even, I don't think it's happening.
He also, again, needs a physical, and teams want medicals on him because he's not going to be ready week one.
Turn your head and cough.
And so they're just bringing him in to get medical information.
Look at his knee. Poke his knee around a little bit. You're like, yeah, you're not ready. Yeah, we tried. The medicals are off.
So, I think the Patriots are pretty out of touch. I don't think they're so out of touch to leak out over and over and over again. We don't want any diva wide receivers in the room with Drake May. We don't want wide receivers in his face demanding the football. We want him listening to the coaches. We don't want a bad guy in the locker room. I don't think they're that out of touch, and maybe I'm wrong, where they would say that all offseason, leak that out to reporters all offseason, and then turn around and sign this guy.
Well, it could also...
I think meeting with him is bad enough, but yeah. I don't think they're stupid enough to sign him and understand how bad that would make them look.
But is there a little bit of panic setting in because maybe they were naive enough to think they were going to get Chris Godwin away from Tampa, and then they're like, oh, wait a minute. And then now they keep bringing in defensive player after defensive player after defensive player, and they're saying, well, wait a minute. And who knows? Maybe you get to the draft and, you know, you... Travis Hunter's off the board or whatever, a guy that might be thinking long term might be a wide receiver on your team, and he's not there, and you're saying, well, we gotta bring in somebody. So even though we felt this way about Steph Diggs, we thought there might be some other guys available,
right.
And there isn't.
No, that's true. When they were leaking out the info on DK, that was at the beginning of the offseason where maybe they thought they were going to get some people.
I'm telling you, you could say, oh, DK, Debo, we don't want those guys. Like, all right, you better have like Devontae Adams or Cooper Kupp or Godwin or Higgins. Or you might have somebody lined up.
Again, Twitch chat has been strong today.
Good day. You know what it is? It's the tournament. People
maybe,
are going to take a long lunch.
Maybe
people
that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was, and it. I scrolled past it, so I can't give proper credit, but it was something like, this is like me at the bar at the end of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, just, all right, fine, Steph Diggs, come on home.
Who's available? Who's available? Who's available?
Here's the full quote. I've hinted at it a couple of times from 2020.
Okay.
Coming from my old team, said Steph Diggs, and I hate talking about my old self. My old stuff, I'm sorry.
Well, old self as well. I mean, everybody's moving on. Everybody's better today, hopefully, than they were yesterday.
But it was up to me wanting to leave and go to another place. I was a good teammate.
There you go.
It wasn't until I wanted to do something else when I became a bad teammate.
That happens.
So as far as when things are going good, it's all good until it's not good.
No doubt.
For me, even then, I always tried to play with a chip on my shoulder, lead the team the best way I knew how. Coming here, Buffalo, and having a fresh start, it's fair for people to make their assumptions or their assessments from the outside looking in. That's fair. I just look at it as, when I get there, I'll show them who I am and where we'll go from there. As for my new chapter with my new team, things are going pretty good. Well, they were going good, as he said, until they didn't. And then Josh Allen wanted nothing to do with them. Then he went to Houston, and he was gone after a year. So I'm okay with rolling the dice on the talent. If they're ready week one, he's not going to be ready week one.
One of the greatest videos of all time was a locker room video. I forget. It might have been like a Jim Rome bit or something. But they had a guy, like Thielen, in the locker room, like walking around, or Kirk Cousins, like with all the different Vikings, back when Steph Diggs was on the Vikings. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. And they were like, which player on the team would you least want dating your sister? And they all went through and they were like, Diggs, Diggs, Diggs. And then they get to Steph Diggs and they were like, everybody kind of said you. He's like, He was like legit hurt. He's like, why? He's like, I'm a great guy. He's like, why would they say that? And then they were like, who would you not want dating your sister? And he named some like linebacker or whatever. And they're like, why? And he goes, because he's ugly.
All right. Well, maybe
it's good.
Well, maybe
good.
I'm changing my tune. Maybe I'll change my tune based on that.
Wasn't he? This is rumors. And this is going down my WAG info. Wasn't he with Cardi B when she was with Child?
Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
I think he still is, isn't he?
Is he still together? Yeah, but
so how about that? Boston,
she was pregnant.
Megan
Thee
Stallion.
I was
Cardi
literally
B.
just gonna say that. Boston's gonna have Megan Thee Stallion and Cardi B.
Wow.
Wag City.
Yes, it is.
Who's Bill Chisholm married to?
We could play that song as a rejoin, Nick. We just the whole thing has to be.
Yeah, you complained about next episode a couple days ago.
The whole thing has to be bleeped. All right. I don't think we can even say the name of the song, for God's sakes.
There's a very famous John Henry remix to that song back in the day.